Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
Today we're going to be talking about what you need to ask before you buy another business. It's very appealing sometimes in our entrepreneurial addiction to want to buy companies. I know I have, and recently, actually just this past week, a friend of mine, somebody who'd been doing work for one of my companies for nearly, you know, probably 15 years, was looking at buying another company. So he shoots me a message and he's like, you know, I'm very much considering this, but there were so many questions that he had not thought about. Like, initially I said to him, I said, you know, the fellow's name's Andy. I said, how much time do you plan to put in this new business? And so how much time will it take away from your current business? And let me share this with you. If you're, you know, you're running a company of under 10 employees, how cemented are you in the existing business that you have? I mean, how important is the day-to-day operations? Are you the lead technician? Are you the lead salesperson? This is why you always want to work yourself out of these critical roles so that you can maybe be involved in other things and purchase other companies. And I've done that to where I'm involved in probably 20% of what goes on with my lead company. So I asked him that. I said, you know, ask yourself what you're doing here, Andy. In other words, how much time is this new business going to take of yours? And do you have that time to take from your existing company? He's going to get back with me on all these answers that we're going to meet this week. Second, I said to him, I said, you know, you could be moving money from your one pocket to your other pocket. In other words, Andy, if you're going to go to this company and you're going to work 20 hours, and if you stayed at your own business, you'd work 20 hours, and the net gain, your company, your current company is going to lose this, and your new company is going to gain this. You're not making any additional money. And then it kind of naturally falls into this: will running this new business, this new shiny object, is it going to hurt your current business, which is typically the golden goose? And I've done this before. I have made this mistake before. You know, you have this business. It's not sexy. You're bored with it. It's 10 years in. There's nothing about it that excites you, except that it just happens to pay all your bills and quite a few employees. But, you know, it's like chasing a mistress. Okay, it looks good. So you got to ask yourself, is running this new business going to affect my golden goose? Next is there any synergy between the two businesses? Will the second business benefit from it? Will the first business benefit from it? Is there something about these two businesses that will create a compound effect? You know, will create a force multiplier for either of them. Example, I own a huge remodeling company that has lots of divisions, and I started a digital marketing company. I partnered and started it. Well, why did I do that? I didn't understand digital marketing, and I knew that my competition, I started like seeing them less and less in traditional media, and yet I started seeing their vehicles around town. So I had to make an aggressive move, and I partnered with the top digital marketing person expertise-wise in our area, and we created a company called Gig Strategic. And I did this because now I have an in-house digital marketing company on the campus of my companies. And it's amazing. And it has perfect synergy. When I had a direct mail business, and this was, you know, 20 years ago, and then I started my home improvement company, I had free ad space. So I could take, you know, a page at the time that was worth $1,200, and that was a lot of money, and I could give it to my home improvement company, and I could grow my home improvement company through my, you know, direct mail magazine that went to 30,000 homes. There was synergy there. If there's no synergy, to me, it's, you know, then it just needs to be purely an investment that you make. To, you know, it's cost this much money, and you can make this much money off of it. But, you know, getting involved in, I don't know about that. And then these are the critical questions you really need to ask the seller. And this is what I really laid out for him. I said, get all this for me. The first few was just kind of like internal. Hey, Andy, ask yourself this before you even go to what I'm getting ready to tell you to do. If you've gotten through those questions and you're comfortable with it, all right, this is what you need to know. You need to get a copy of the company tax returns for the last 3 years. I want to see pre-pandemic, and now I want to see the last couple years. I want to see if the pandemic completely obliterated it. What's left of the company? I mean, what are you buying now that what you know that maybe you might be buying a company that's a fraction of what you once thought it was? So, and then I want the business owner's personal tax returns for the last 3 years. He can block out, he can, you know, do whatever he wants regarding his Social Security number, okay? Get some, you know, white out. I don't care if you use that. I don't care if you use a Sharpie marker. That's not what I'm looking for. I want to see how much money he put in his pocket or she put in her pocket. I mean, at the end of the day, in small businesses, most small businesses are under 50 employees, the vast majority. Okay, this is not going to be an earth-shattering number, but it could be one that's very, you know, really let you know. If I see that he made $50,000 or he made $800,000, I mean, and I've seen that in small businesses, profit margins are, I mean, service companies can do extraordinarily well. HVAC companies, roofing companies. Hey, I used to have a poker game and the roofing person who came to this game, you know, he was taking money out in duffel bags. Just, you know, you could take every secretary of the government, add all their salaries, and it probably didn't equal his. So you can make incredible money in service companies, but I just want to see it on your tax return. I don't want to hear all this funny money. I want to see exactly what you made. And then, yeah, sure, we can reverse engineer some perks you get regarding vehicles and other things that may be within the corporate returns, but 80% is sitting on that tax return. Next, I want to know all the debts that the company has. Do they own any suppliers? I want to know every one of them, and I want to make sure that in my buyout that I am not responsible for any existing debts that I may not be aware of, and I would, you know, even have some holdback money just to make sure that none peek their ugly head in the first year. And possibly if it's a service company, make sure there's no liens out there. Then I want to see all the assets the company has. Like if somebody bought my company, they would get a great deal of assets. They'd get a fleet of, you know, a ton of vehicles, trailers, and things of that nature. There's a great deal of assets. So I want to see what those assets are. And again, I want to see how many of those assets have debts against them. There are landscaping companies buy tons of machinery. They could owe $250,000 in machinery. Steel erection companies, those cranes are $1 million minimum. There could be a massive note on something like that. You need to see all these things. I want to see monthly accounting statements for the last 3 years. Again, I want to see cash flow. I want to see how close they're running every single month. Are they running on a line of credit? Do you see, you know, I want to see these type of things. I want to see how the cash flow is working. I bought a company before and then I had to be the bank because I didn't ask these questions and things look really good on the outside, but I was, you know, I didn't know to ask these things. And then as I want to see their payroll. I want to see what the payroll average is every single week and who does their payroll. Well, the payroll is that's the nut you're dealing with every week. I mean, I want to know what I've tied around my neck that I got to meet every week. And then, of course, and I just said the previous, I want to see their monthly. You know, what are they paying for rent? Again, debts, things of that nature. But weekly, I want to see what their payroll is because I'm biting that off in the first week. I may look at that payroll and then reverse engineer it and go, okay, what are all these jobs? Who's doing what? Who's doing what? I've just consulted a company like that and I probably streamlined 35% of their payroll because there was overlapping positions. I'm like, you cannot afford, you have luxury salaries and you need to have priority salaries. Fulfill, again, what I've always said, who's attracting customers, who's selling customers and who's fulfilling. That's all we need on the payroll right now. So I want to look at the weekly payroll average. What we talked about today, and again, this is the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast with your host, Sean Castrina, who tries to give you the most in the least amount of time because he has the attention span of a flea. and I have business partners, and none of our conversations are more than 15 minutes. Every one of my teaching lessons are like this. Really quick. We step into my conference room in my office, and you know, I go over something simple like this, because none of them owned businesses prior to becoming a business owner with me. Again, what I was dealing with is a good friend of mine asked me, you know, he was looking to buy a company. And then I shared with you what I asked him, you know, make sure you're not moving money from your right pocket to your left. Okay. How much time are you going to give up? Is it going to affect your existing business? You can listen to podcasts to get that. But most important, this is what you need to get from the seller. Get a copy of the company's tax returns for the last 3 years. Get a copy of his personal business returns, tax returns for the last 3 years. Get a list of all debts that the company has, and get a provision that if there's any debts that you're unaware of, that you're not responsible for them, and that it'll come from the what you're going to buy the buyer with, the seller with. And typically there's some holdback money. Rarely are you coming up with that, you know, a buyout in one lump sum. And even in that case, I may hold back money to make sure nobody rears its ugly head there. I want a list of all the assets that they have. I want to see a monthly accounting statement for the last 3 years. I want to see the cash flow. I want to see how the money comes in. I want to see how the money flows out. And I want to see the weekly payroll average. I think if you get this, you're going to get a pretty solid snapshot of what you're buying. Again, I'm talking about buying a small business, $500,000 or less. If you start getting into stuff more than that, hey, you know, you get all the counsel you possibly can. But this is what I do when I buy a company and have bought companies and have sold companies. Again, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We're going to have some great guests this upcoming week. We try to get people who founded companies. Matter of fact, that's pretty much all we get. People that founded companies or they wrote a great book that could possibly tell us how to grow our companies. But thank you again for listening to the 10 Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, brought to you by Get Started Marketing. If you need more leads, you need more sales, reach out to getstartedmarketing.com. We will talk again soon.